Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lifting hands.
In God's favor.
In God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Remembering
God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Remembering God's favor.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to. Because it's a celebration. God's love. Muslim love. Muslim love for Christians. Jews. Hebrews. Hindus. Buddhists. And all those call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on.
We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. 'Cause we know that love conquer all. And we are.
We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
Because we got the love of Muhammad in us. peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers. Most of all, our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
And welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. We want to thank you for joining us after being away for such a long time. We are thankful to Allah that we are blessed to bring the show to you today. And we pray that all goes well. We have been having lots of problems getting the show on. So we are praying that all goes well today and you will enjoy the message that Imam Shaheed Shabazz has to bring to you. And now I give you, without further delay, I'm sorry, I believe one moment here, I need to at least let you know what the message is today that Imam Shaheed Shabazz is bringing to you. The message today for our show is time is an illusion. Go home before you even know it. Yes. People, time is an evolution, and time will never, never stop. Time here in this world is just an illusion. This world was created by the Creator only to test our faith in Him. And He says that He created the world for justice and for a limited time. Also, the Creator of the heavens and the earth says He created humankind to test us, to see which of us will be best in conduct. Also, the Creator of Allah says the smartest person is one that remembers death at all times. And He says the wisest person is the one that is best prepared for death at all times. That's also our Creator says in His final revelation in the Holy Quran that this world and the things in this world are only a test, and that and they will not last. So the Creator says, why not strive for an eternal home in His eternal kingdom and the life and the hereafter. So people, we have to understand, if we want to have a chance at the real spiritual life, that we have to understand that the reality of our life is inside. So prepare yourself for the day of judgment, because people, we are going to die, and people, we are going to be resurrected. Our dead bodies for the day, we will be resurrected for the day of judgment. we must give in our calendar to our Creator for the life that and the time that He has given us here on His earth. Yes, people, that's what the message would be all about today. A beautiful message, as you can see, one would really require mental and spiritual thought. And we pray as you listen to Imam Shahid, listen attentively and enjoy and take in and think about the message that he brings to you today. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum. Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me? Seems as though I'm having problems with my sound. My sound on my end, and so therefore I need to get a new phone, really. But Imam Shahid Shabazz, he could hear me last Sunday, but I couldn't hear him. So I'm thinking that that's probably the problem today. I pray that he is listening and he is talking to you. Have a pleasant day. Assalamu alaikum.
It's not working. He said I had to go into system center. Oh, boy. I can't do that while we are on the phone. There's no way of going into systems, huh? Let's see. I hope he can be heard, you know. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I can hear you, and even I just called my wife. She said she can hear you too. So at least they can hear you. They can't. You can't hear me.
They can't hear you?
They can't hear me. You can't bring me on.
Yeah, well, I did bring you on the way that I'm supposed to. I don't know why they can't hear you.
Right. Let me, well, I don't know either, but, I mean, they can hear you, so you can talk.
No, I don't know what to say. No, I can't talk like that.
I mean, you know, like I said, that's it. Now I got on here conference call, okay? So, you know, I'm going to, you know, just.
Let me see. My daughter was saying something about it might be systems, but I don't see any systems on here. So I don't know how to do that. System, you know, she was telling me about. Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, boy, I hit a button now and got us lost. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yeah, my daughter said something about it might be assistance, but I don't see assistance button on here. I followed her instructions and found it the last time. I think I have to go into settings and all that, which I can't do while, you know, right now. So I don't know exactly what's going on.
Well, I got a conference call on here now. I'm going to see if I can come on.
All right, okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
I just now called, and apparently you can't hear me. I kept saying assalamu alaikum, nothing. Like I said, the people can hear you. They can't hear me.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out now. I don't know.